y'all see. When y'all, I mean, definitely gonna be a character for y'all to see. But you know, I definitely had to represent for sisters and bring my sister Fire on here. And we're gonna get into it real fast, man. You know what I mean? I hope you motherfuckers is tuning in. I hope when y'all pulled up, y'all was thirsty. And y'all brought a motherfucker bottle or something, a cup of something. Cause we right. We right. Mm-hmm. My shit again. That Jose Cuervo. You know what I mean? What you drinking over there, sis?
Jamaica me happy.
Somebody making us happy. Fuck that shit.
It's Jamaica tonight.
Real talk. So, nah, yes. I mean, first, like I said, we on the beginning, I always ask artists, you know what I mean? You know, just to introduce yourself. You know what I mean? Like the song we're just playing right now, it's called Different Jungles. I was feeling the vibe. I got a chance to listen to four of your tracks before coming on. Am I too loud?
Nah, you good.
All right, so, yeah, hold on. It sounds like I got some type of effect or something on here. All right, yeah, so, yeah, it's off now. Sorry about that. Yeah, so I just wanted to get into it and just, you know, I just want you to, you know, first just, you know, introduce yourself to the people. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I ain't even know we in the same city from the same hood, and I ain't even know that you spit. I ain't even know that you sing. I got some hooks I would have got your ass on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, what the fuck? I'm out here looking for bitches high and low to sing and shit. Your ass right here on Facebook, always liking and laughing.
In your back pocket with it.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean, we gotta communicate more, man. Real talk. But yeah, yes. So you know what I mean, I'm gonna give you the stage because it's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about the artist and shit. It ain't about me. I could talk all fucking day. All right, but listen, I just want you to introduce yourself, let people know, you know what I mean, what it is you do, you know what I mean, and a little bit about the song we were just listening. Then we can go from there.
All right. Well, my name is Fire Rue Marshall, but to CMD, I'm Ty, I'm Tasia. A few other things, but we're going to stick with that right there. The song that we're just playing is called Different Jungles. Why? Because I'm from a different jungle. And if you're from Camden and you already know what that jungle was about, then you got the suburban neighborhood when they want to come and play in our hood and act like they really about that. They really don't want to live their life. So I felt as though I needed a song to commemorate both hoods. I live both lifestyles and I can conform to both, can you? But when it's all said and done, you're definitely going to stay out my hood.
CMD.
That's right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, is it, I mean, like I said, is it on all platforms or is it just, where is that? Spotify or, you know, where can they find it?
My music is streaming on all platforms. We have Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon. Mama is all over the place. Okay. Yes, I'm everywhere. Like
you on Black Amazon? You on Black Amazon?
I'm on Black Amazon, White Amazon. I'm on Black Network, the New Black Planet, Facebook. I'm on all of that. Hell, you can find me in a grocery store singing in the right aisle if you act right.
You in Walmart? Okay, I got you.
Yes, I've been singing to that chicken now.
All right, so let me ask you, yo, what was the first? I mean, what's the first thing that got you into music? What got you into music?
The first thing that got me into music, family thing, you know, we all sang, you know how everybody get together on the holidays and they be trying to out sing themselves. And then my mother always wanted me to do music. I always was singing in the house and she quickly tell us to put down a microphone. So okay. I've been in Philly for a couple years real quick. Met a nice little squad. My ex put me onto some people. They got me to where I'm at right now. So I went from Camden. You know, we do it all. I went through security, bartending, the house mom for the biddies, managing their money to doing their vendors for vending food, the bartender. And then my manager, CEO Biggs of B&B Entertainment, supposed to vend his event. He threw me on a flyer. My song, first song I ever wrote was called Same Day about some family members that passed away. And I threw that down real quick. First song that I had written, had to go in the studio and write. And it's been a rap ever since then. I take it mad serious. Mad serious.
That's what's up. So do you write from the heart? Do you write from, you know, life experiences? Or can you just write about, like, any topic? Like, you know.
Real rap, everything that I write in my life, everything I write is true. It's not one song that's out right now that's not the truth. And I put that on my weed and my weave and I can stamp it. I like to tell a story, but I like my stories to be kind of truthful, but I want to indict myself. So I got to watch what I say, but all my stories are true.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what's up. Like, well if you could collaborate with an artist, thank you. You know, you want to let me know it's 10 o'clock. But if you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be? R&B or rap artist, like.
Rap, I ain't gonna hold you. I would love to link with Remy Ma. I would love to do something with Lil' Kim. I would love to hump Method Man. I mean, I would like to do music with Method Man.
Yeah.
On my weed and my weave, keep it at beans with you. I just like to do music with everybody. I have a track out right now featuring E-Ness called Some Way, Somehow. Y'all gonna wait on that. When I drop that, bad boy's coming with a video.
Oh, it's not out yet?
Nah, and I ain't put it out yet. You got it though. You have it. Oh. You have it. You got
it. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you. That's what you sent me to my email.
Uh-huh. So you know what I mean? Not too many people actually got that. Yeah, you got the
freak got the sneak peek. Oh yes, shit.
Yes, it's definitely going down. Like I'm on top. I plays no games with it.
All right, so like all right, so would you consider that your favorite project so far? And if so,
my
why?
Favorite project with Ness definitely by far was one of my favorites. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I followed him on TV. You know, that's making a band. That's eating Ness with the cheesecake, nigga. That's eating Ness. I love you, bro. I love you, Ness. You know what it is. You know, Members Only Monday. I met Ness from Members Only Monday. You know what I mean? Cool dude. Vibe is crazy. And I'm going live on the gram right now. So I know he's going to see me talking heavy about the guy. Like he doing things in this music industry.
Facts.
And the fact that, you know what I mean? Was like, bro, what's up for a feature? How much? He was like, sis, for you, I got it. He shot that number. He was at my studio the same day. Yes, Fireplace at the studio too. Plays no games about it. You can't talk that talk if you ain't going to walk. If you about your business, you want this, you're going to spend it. You know what I mean?
I just got the same love from Dragon, so I feel you. Yeah, straight paper. I just got the same love from Dragon, so I know you about your business and shit. You feel me? Like on the real talk, like these motherfuckers is around. So, when it comes to performing, like what is your style like of performing? Like, are you high energy or are you like you stand still type of person?
Nah, I'm everywhere with. I'm a little sexy. I'm a little raunchy. I'm a little hood. You know what I mean? I really don't care. I just don't get crotch naked, though. But I definitely be on my hood sexy, though. Can't even lie.
I feel you. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, so let me ask you, how would you describe your style of music?
It's definitely pop, definitely hip-hop. You know what I mean? Soulful. Even my rap got a little sway to it. My R&B, you know what I mean? It's like you don't know if you want to dance or if you just want to... Hey, you know, it's just you can bop to either version of my rap or my R&B. And when I collaborate them both together, it's definitely a hit.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard that. I definitely heard that. So I was like, oh, you rap too? Okay. All right then. That's what I'm talking about. So hold on, I'll smoke it. That's chronic, y'all.
Shit, the chronic.
That's chronic, not COVID, motherfuckers.
Sorry, chronic.
Nah, for real, Thirsty Thursdays, motherfuckers. Y'all tuning in with y'all girl Freaky Neek. One and only tall, skinny, and bony. Would it be like homie, aka Snacks, with your girl Fire? Make sure y'all check out that Soul on Fire album. You feel me? Y'all can check it out on all. It's on all. You said all platforms right now, right? I don't want to be giving out misinformation and shit. And should give y'all the information too, and I'll put it down in, you know what I mean, in description and shit. When I'm done the video and shit, I'll re-edit it. But anyway, what makes you different than other singers out here? Like, what makes you different than them? What makes you stand out? What makes you more doper than them? What makes you dope as fuck?
Well, honestly, what makes me the dopest female R&B artist, and I'm gonna say that because I pay for my beats. That's first and foremost. My engineer's from India. So anything I do is not plagiarism. It's authentic. You got to pay to play. I write my own music. And I don't mind paying for a feature. So come holler at me. It's always going to be different. Nothing's going to be the same. The style is always going to be different. The beat is always going to hit. Them 808s is crazy.
No doubt. Who would you like to do a collab with? Like,
it's called Melanette, bro. You.
Oh, shit. Damn. I wasn't expecting that. That's what's up.
Yeah,
because
I got like 7 songs right now. What's up? You want to do a feature to Hannibal?
Hey, man. I'll fuck that shit all up.
Let's go, because I want a feature for Hannibal. You know, that's already streaming right now. So what's up?
Hey, man. Hey man, since we talk about Hannibal, we gonna throw Hannibal on.
I got my own studio.
I got my own.
I got everything. It's nothing. All we gotta do is get in a booth.
No, we about to throw Hannibal on. You know, YouTube gotta get their little advertising and shit in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, get my little views up. It's only been on there for a few months. I'm a little proud of myself. You know, I'm a little numbers. Let my numbers rise.
All right, so y'all, what's up? We gonna let Hannibal play and shit, Fire. We gonna let him hear Hannibal and shit.
Yes, I'm gonna hear Hannibal.
Thirsty Thursdays, y'all. Mm-hmm. Tune in. Fire. Tune in, Thirsty Thursdays. Yeah, I'll rip an asshole into this motherfucking track for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear Freak all on that shit now. Hey, hey.
Authentic original beats. Sean Francis. Producer behind it.
Yeah, definitely go check out, you know what I mean, Soul on Fire, y'all, by my girl Fire, you dig me? Like I said, definitely a platform for up and coming artists, and current artists, you feel what I'm saying? If you feel like you dope as fuck and you ain't scared to get interviewed by the one and only Freaky Deep.
Don't be scared. You know what I mean? Freaky Thursdays.
I love me, y'all. Yeah, it's only. Yeah, I might as well call them Freaky Thursdays, but because I'm thirsty, I want y'all to pull up and get thirsty with me. You feel me? And shit, get the vibe pop of this shit. We going to keep it thirsty. You hear me? Because I know y'all, I'm going to keep y'all thirsty for wanting to know who going to be on here next and shit. So, like I said, tomorrow's the official day for it. But today I had to bring my sister on here. You know what I mean? I had made a special exception and shit. Fuck it. Yes. I did it for us ladies. No cap. You see the hat, motherfucker. Yeah. So we're going to get back to the interview and shit. You know what I mean? I was definitely feeling Hannibal. If any of y'all was feeling it, definitely hit us up in messages and shit. You know what I mean? In the comments or whatever. You know what I mean? Like and share. Like and share.
Tell your friends. Share your live. Make a baby. Make a fire.
Yeah, most definitely share your live, man. Most definitely share your live and shit. So, do you have any shows coming up?
July 2nd is a pop-up expo I'm going to be at. Have a few shows coming up. It's crazy because the 27th, the 28th.
Okay.
Be all in Philly. I'll be all over the place. I just was in Camden. We had something called Good Vibes Only at the Elks. It was very solid.
Okay.
It was definitely solid vibes. Great food. Goldie. Definitely do that. You know, Brooklyn Bands, her man, they definitely did the damn thing on that one. Sometimes I'll be at Members Only. You always can catch me at Members Only on Mondays. Missy Porter, Ace the Chemist, the engineer.
Y'all hear it, man. Make sure y'all check her out. Make sure y'all check her out. Anybody in the Philadelphia area, man, make sure y'all check her out.
Even if they want to perform, you know. Members Only on Mondays. The fire pit.
And we got network too.
Yes, network. That's how you get to know people. Network. When you get out, you never know who you meet until you get out there and network. As long as you don't network, your music wants you and nine people gonna listen to your music.
Yeah, facts, man. Like I said, that's the reason why, you know what I mean, create this platform, man. Like, you know, everybody wanna act like they're the next big rapper or whatever, and they ain't nobody made it yet. You feel what I'm saying? Instead of bringing their resources together and then, you know, pushing and promoting each other, then, you know, whoever making, you know, open the door for everybody else. But, you know, everybody won't be the fucking motherfucker at the top.
Yeah, gotta work to get it.
It is what it is. It is what it is, man. So, what do you think the future of the music industry, you know what I mean, of lies, you know what I mean? Do you think it's you know, it's going to get more different than it is right now?
It's always going to change. It's always going to be a different style. We done went through fast rap, you know, speed rap, Twista, Busta Rhymes. We done went through Bone Thugs and Harmony phase. You know what I'm saying? Then they jumped into the Busta Rhyme phase. You know what I mean? It's just mad.
That's my boy phases. Right there, though. That's my
you know
boy
what I mean?
Right
it's
there.
Mad phases. Then you got the move rappers. Yeah, got you holding check. Then you got your Boston rappers. You know what I mean? Long live DMX. Then you got DMX Little. That's called DMX Little's Ja Rule. What you mean? Like,
you said DMX Little.
listen. Listen, I go for days. It's that the evolution of music is always going to change. It's always going to grow. It's always going to be different. It's just who's going to have the next best style, the next best fit for this the moment. You know what I mean? Everybody went through the Nicki Minaj stage. Everybody went through it. But the original Nicki Minaj is Lil' Kim. You know what I mean? So everybody went through the Lil' Kim phase and then made it their own. It was cute. It didn't last long. You know what I mean? Because it get dried out. So what's next?
Yeah, I feel you. Facts. I feel like...
That's what it is. It's the next album is called Wings and Things. I think that's what it's going to be called. I'm going to start throwing chicken wings out the stage.
Holy shit. She said Wings and Things. Okay.
Wings and Things, baby. I got more than just Wings and Things. Like, you know, it's just all about a gimmick. A marketable
that
gimmick
shit
that's going to spell.
Shit. I feel you real tough, man. So how do you see your sound evolving in the next few
years? My sound is definitely a little old school, but definitely new. Because you know what I mean? Everybody want to hear something, but they want to be able to say, okay, the beat makes sense. Do the words make sense? Some people listen, they like words. Some people like beats. Yeah. Some people actually like both, you know, and I'm going to give you both.
I hear you. So you gonna stick to the same style that you got right now, or
my style is versatile. Like I could rap, I could fast rap. You know what I mean? I could slow it down. I could sing. I've been trying to play with opera a little bit. I don't know. I think it'd be the chronic, but I've been trying.
Opera? Chronic
make me want to try things. I'll be trying it. So I just feel like my style is almost. I don't want to sound like somebody else. That's my thing. You always gonna get fired. Like I have seven to ten songs out right now. You know it's me, but none of them sound the same. And that's the thing. I don't want to always sound the same on every song, everything that I rap.
Man, that makes you stand. That definitely make you stand out or whatever and shit, man. You know what I mean? What's your creative process? Do you like write on the phone or do you?
I write in the book.
Okay,
I write straight in the book.
Because, you know, I ask that because, you know, a lot of people I see, I got a little studio and shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, young cats come here and shit, they pull out their phone and shit, you know what I mean?
Nah, man, once that phone crash and get locked, that's it. And if you don't realize everything
you do, I'll be like, damn, man, I ain't shit. Like, nigga, like, I'm still writing my shit down.
That's all right. I keep my trusty old notebooks.
I feel you, no doubt. Who is your favorite singer? Who's your favorite singer? Not your favorite artist. Who's your favorite singer? Like
Betty Wright.
I mean, is she your inspiration?
Big inspiration. That's the first person I ever tried to mimic in singing.
Okay, Betty Wright, huh?
First song I ever tried to do over.
I can't think off the top of my head. What's the song she just sang?
Tonight is the night.
Okay, now I was testing you too.
Yeah. And you're a woman.
Hold up.
Be gentle to me. And
this
I
one of the crystal songs and shit.
You will. It'd be that trick of the cup.
Happy hour, yeah. Thursday.
And I'm trembling. Waiting for you to walk in.
Y'all hear the voice. Thirsty Thursdays with your host, Speaky D.
I just can't sit still.
And I guess fire.
Hey.
Y'all hear. Hey. Y'all see this shit.
Yeah, I'm Baby Raheem Jr., if y'all didn't know.
All right, yeah. So I know you spoke earlier about having your own studio and all that. Tell us more about that. I know you said it was called.
Well, I am into artist management, artist development. I am an artist myself. studio time is open. I have two engineers. My time is booked at 2 hours incremental hours. They come with a mix and a master. And you're more than welcome. Then I have memberships. So it's better to be a member and to be a part of what we got going on than to just always come through and just spend I take your money every 2 hours. I'm going to take your money. But I prefer for you to be a part of what I got going on. You don't have to be managed by me. But you know what I mean? If you're serious about your craft, why not put down a monthly fee?
How many hours come with that monthly fee? If I wanted to become a member, you know, because I mean, you saying something.
My package start at 15 hours.
15 hours?
Starting at 15 hours. If you can't afford a 15-hour package, we can start at 5. We can even start at 10. But there's no refunds. If you don't come, that's on you. That's not on me. If you say you're going
to
come.
Hey, man, you heard it. Straight to the gut. No cut. Y'all heard the shit.
When it's all Thursdays. You got to pay the engineer. The rent going to get paid.
Man, you fucking
boss
right.
Boss got it. Me and boss got it. We're going to pay the rent. You got to make sure that the engineer is right. If he's not happy.
All right. So, besides the next project, what's your next project you working on?
My next project is my album. I am looking to do, I kind of want to do a feature album. My whole album, I just want to have somebody featured on it, on every track.
Okay.
So it's going to be between 10 and 13 songs. I got 7 done right now, you know, and I got 4 with a feature now. That I'm working on, and I just want features. I want this album to have just features in it. Just everybody that's doing something in music, let's get it. I got beats for days.
What you think about putting out just putting out singles and not giving everybody everything before you get on? Like I like me personally as an artist, like I'm really just like I actually took down all my music off of SoundCloud, wherever I could take it down from. I'll just start because I'm on some different shit. So everything I'm putting out now, I'm pumping singles because I know I'm an indie artist. I know I'm not with a label. I know I'm independent. So I feel like, you know, I got a budget for a single. I don't have a budget for an album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dude, because you said you pushing out albums. So I feel like, do you agree? Or, you know what I mean? Like, because we all don't know certain things. So to know, you know what I mean, is to know. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like as an artist, as an independent artist, I think the smartest move would be to put out singles. Ain't nobody saying hold off. You could take your whole album and just break them down single, and drop one every 2 weeks or every month or whatever, however you want to do it. But you don't want to just put your whole catalog out there for people to stream it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not ready to do all that yet, but I definitely want to get it done, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a rush. Like, I said, like some of the stuff I sent you, not even... It's worthy of listening to, but I'm not ready to put it out yet.
Now, I was really just asking your opinion on that. Like, versus putting out a whole album versus just putting out a single.
Nah, I feel like I would never give them too much.
Yeah, I feel like you should tease them. You know what I mean? I feel like you should tease them. You think I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah, my EP going to be rocking for a minute before anything else touch the airway. You know what I mean? Like, really.
Yeah, I definitely had to ask. Let me ask you this. Like, how you feel about, you about my age, you say you about 40, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how you feel about people be saying, like, we too old to be rapping, you know what I mean? And we need to lay it down, take
Don't
it down.
Don't get mad because I'm hotter than you. Don't get mad because I'm hotter at you. Can you do what I do and make it look better? If you can do what I do and sit me down and sit my old ass down, but until then, I'm popping.
I'm gonna ask anybody on here that's a guest the same exact same question because I'm entertained.
I don't look at it like I'm too old. We have actors that come out at 60 years old.
Fact.
And they getting it like they young bucks. Are you serious? You mean to tell me because I'm 40 I can't make music?
Hey, listen, man, Morgan Freeman had to be like,
about exactly. My God, exactly what I'm talking about. You crazy. I can do whatever I want to do. As long as the law keep impressing me with this air in my lungs, these 2 feet, the things to write, and the common sense to make music, and I could do it, and people like it, I'm going to do it. Can't nobody stop me.
Even
if you don't listen to me in New Jersey, you listen to me in Philly, there's radio waves everywhere. There's states everywhere, countries everywhere. I'll be like the people in Philly over at Rent Market with the speaker and the microphone. I got my own microphone. What?
She said, stop playing with me.
Stop playing. Ooh, yeah. Don't play with me. I'll miss the microphone you to death.
TP.
They got me chopped. No, but
listen, right? So if you could perform like anywhere in the world, where would you perform at and why?
Where would I would I know I never thought about that. Where would I
well get to thinking, girl?
I would love to just stand in the middle of New York. Just stand in the middle of New York on Canal Street because it's so busy and just be loud and just demand everybody's attention. Just to me, I just want to have everybody's attention just one time in life. Just one time in life. I just want everybody's attention on me. Yeah, but I already got it because I did it. Everybody said I couldn't make music, and I'm doing it. So I'm actually good. But yeah, to stand in the middle of New York Times Square with this mouth of mines and get everybody's attention, epic.
Yeah, that would definitely be dope. So speaking of that, like how long have you been singing and you know rapping?
I've been writing and singing music over 10 years. I just was afraid to actually do it because I was always told I couldn't do this. I'm dumb. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm too dark. I ain't gonna never have no big ass and titties, but I'm popping. And I had to realize that. That should have been my motivation to do whatever I wanted to do, not do what I wanted to do. So, you know, that's what I did. I took all that negativity that I was getting in when it came to me wanting to do music, and I made it my own.
Hold on, my baby just bust stuff in on me. Hey, mommy duties. Mommy duties, yo. Y'all already know the duty thing. You know what I mean? The whole crew came in here like, yo, what you doing, mom? And then she came. But anyway, right back to what we just talk about and shit, man. all right, so. I know I was just asking you something. They just threw me off a little bit, but we back. And we're going to move on. I know that you also said that you have a catering business.
Yes.
Tell the people about that.
Okay, so the name of my business, the same name as my studio, is called The Fire Pit. And we do more than just wings and things. That's really my slogan. I cannot make that up. No pork by
draws and all.
No like, pork products. I do travel to different vineyards. If I do private parties, no party is too big or small. I am also a bartender. I come with my own bar. I come with a full staff. We do travel from state to state. I do indoor outdoor events. I do birthday parties. I do barbecues. I have a girl. we do it all. And we do come with live entertainment. And we also come with a photographer at Wild West Photography on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay, definitely drop that information. Definitely drop that information. And like I said, when I edit the description and shit, I'll add that in there too as well. But you said live entertainment. So is it just you, the live entertainment, or is it you live entertainment?
Myself, if I choose to, but I really don't. Okay. But I have various artists that do work with me.
Okay. All right. Cool. That's what's up. So how often are you in the studio? Are you recording all the time or?
This week, I had a busy week with work, so myself, and I also have an artist as well. Nobody did studio time this week. We just was basically, you know, working, getting our music together. But I'm in the studio at least 3 to 4 times a week, usually every day if I don't have anything to do or if I can, which, you know, can be a little exerting, but I'm definitely in the booth a lot.
That's what's up. So outside of your music being distributed online, is there any way that people can get physical copies? Like if they bump into you in the city or anywhere they can go ahead and purchase it at a store or something like that?
Well, I haven't made it that far yet. You know, that would be lovely to do soon. But right now I'm just more so focused on just getting it together.
I can think that. That's what's up. How long has music been a part of your life?
Since I was about 10.
It's a long time. 30 years?
30. Yeah.
30 years? So what took you so long to start writing then?
Just the not the right backing when it came to people. Like I said, when you're constantly being told that you're not good enough, you're not going to make it because I'm brown skin. So I'm not light enough. You know, I mean, I went through a lot of that and I really let that get to me in a lot of different aspects of my life. And I had to realize that wasn't the truth. And once I got thrown to the wolves, thanks, Biggs, for throwing me to the wolves. You know what I mean? It was a wrap.
All right, what's your music and which way did you you know, a lot of people, we got all different type of music out here right now, right? You know, you got, you know, suck my dick, eat my pussy, eat my ass, all type of shit like that, whatever, you know. Kill a nigga, eat your mom, I'll kill your daddy, I'll kill you. You feel what I'm saying? You know, all that type of shit. You know, we, you know, that's all from here. All right, so what type of, what type of direction are you trying to take us with your music? Well, how are you planning to make a difference with your music? Or we gonna hear that same shit?
You really won't hear that same type of music from me. I'm gonna say that, and the reason why I say this, because I tell stories. When you walked every part of life, you can tell that story. But it's how you execute it where it won't sound the same. So you will always hear something different. You will never hear the same thing. I refuse to sound that say the same thing that everybody else says. I don't want to hear, like, let's just say Drake sung a song and he was talking about his two left feet. And then the Migos went a song and made a song about he only having one good left foot, but the left foot is no different from the two right to left foot song. Like, it's just, I don't want to repeat nothing. Everything has to be different. I cannot do it the same.
Yeah.
I want good music. You know what I mean? I want them to be like, yeah, I've been through this. I want relatable music. You know what I mean? I want music that be like, damn, I really know what she talking about. I've been there before, Tina Marie. You know what I mean? All the way around the board. Great spectrum.
She gonna say Tina Marie.
Yep.
All right, what's your alter ego? Like, what's your alter ego? I know we all got alter egos and shit.
My
like...
alter ego... Her name is Brittany.
What's your alter ego? His name Brittany.
Her name Brittany. Brittany, a bitch.
Okay, that's
different. But nah, Brittany's spicy though. Brittany's spicy. She okay. gave me that.
All right. No doubt. Brittany different. Huh? Did she rap too? Did she spit too?
That's the rapper.
Oh, she the rapper.
She the rapper.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm that smart. I went to school for psychology. Don't nobody try to 302 this bitch. I'm smart. She the rapper. But
nah, I feel you, no doubt. She the fucking rapper and shit though, man. So listen, yo. We're gonna kinda close this up or whatever. I just wanted to like basically give an introduction, and then, you know, like I said, this is a new platform. I interviewed two dudes yesterday, only aired one live. I aired you live. Just right now, you live right now. I didn't record it because I just wanted to get you on, make a special exception because you a sister. And I think you dope. I think that, you know. Yeah, most definitely, man. I just, you know, I mean, I just ask everybody that is listening, just, you know, like and share. You feel what I'm saying? It's a platform. You know, if you know any artists that's up and coming or inspiring and they trying to get out there and shit like that or whatever, that's a dope ass platform to come on to. All positive vibes. And I'll plug you in to get in on the fairs and festivals and shit like that. So you get paid and stop doing these free ass, ratchet ass open mics for free. You know what I'm saying? Stop throwing them shits, man. Stop wasting your talent. Shit, you come on here and rap for free, motherfucker. You feel me? Right. Shit. I'm gonna start whole open mics on this shit. You feel me? Have motherfuckers just come in and do open mics on here. Free open mics and shit. You feel me? Open mic Fridays or some shit. I don't know. I'm gonna come up with something. But
FFR.
That shit would be dope. Real talk. But listen, I just want you to just, you know, before we stab out and shit, I just want you to tell everybody, you know what I mean, who you is again, where they can get your music from, you feel what I'm saying, what they can expect from you, you feel what I'm saying, and you know how much you appreciate them and shit, you know what I mean, for 2 minutes.
Yes, why not? You know what I mean? Yes, so again, this is your girl, Fire Rue Marshall, CMD's Finest, you can check me out in Philly, plug me in, I'm on the gram, Facebook, Spotify, anything popping. Soul on Fire, PHYA, your soul, not mine, but get with your girl.
Y'all heard her. It's Thirsty Thursdays. Y'all with you? Y'all chilling with y'all girl? Like, I almost fucked up. That means I ain't thirsty no more. That means I've been drinking enough. But y'all chilling with y'all girl. That host, Freaky Deek, the one and only, tall, skinny, and bony. Would it be like, homie, aka Snacks, with your girl Fire? Hey, yo, man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, that tuned in, and everybody that's going to see the retake, man. Check her out, man. You feel me? Her info in the bio, on the description. You feel what I'm saying? And you done heard it in this shit. You feel me? Check her out. Support, support, support. Share live. Like and share, motherfuckers. Share live.
That was great.